you? This is Chloe.
And Rachel.
From Radio YMP. And we're here today with a few guests of our Cross Nations partnership. So we have Patrick from Youth Work Ireland. Say hi.
Hi.
We have Kayleigh from UK Youth. Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
We have Mel from Youth Cymru.
Hello, everyone.
In Wales. Yeah. Then we have Mike from Youth Scotland.
Hello, hello.
And we have Martin from our very own Youth Action NI.
Hi, everybody. So I'm allowed back into the radio station.
I know.
Then. Yeah, I was barred for a wee while, so glad to be back in again.
Great. Well, today we're going to talk about the themes of identity and belonging across the UK and Ireland, focusing on the roles of youth work in shaping these dynamics and complexities of forming a partnership across the borders.
So let's kick things off by finding out a bit more about the Cross Nations Partnership and what happens when we bring together individuals from different cultural, social and political backgrounds. So we're talking about how we reconcile our identities while forging meaningful connections with those who may see the world through a different lens. So essentially, we just really want to know a bit more about the partnership.
Yeah, okay. It's a big question, isn't it? Yeah. I like to think that diversity is much richer than everybody being the same. So I always welcome the fact that we have different views, different traditions, different cultures. The trick is to be able to create spaces where we can celebrate those differences and bring people together. Because actually, when you celebrate your difference from somebody else, you affirm your own identity. And you begin to honour it and understand it a bit more. So I think in many ways that's what our partnership is about. It's about bringing people from the two islands, from the various traditions on each of the islands, together to celebrate difference, but also to work towards common projects. I mean, we have a lot of difference, but we have a huge amount in common. And we are ambitious for young people. Mm-hmm. We're ambitious for creating spaces where young people can really flourish and develop. That's what we've been doing for many, many years. I was trying to find out actually just yesterday how many years this partnership has been in existence. I don't know. I'm 12 years in Youth Work Ireland. It existed long before I arrived. So it probably is up to 30 years that we've been doing this in various disguises. So, yeah, no, it's something I think we all value very much, and we're always trying to seek new ways of being able to work together.
Yeah, amazing. Anyone else have anything to add on that?
So I was just saying that I think the UK and Ireland has always had like so much diversity. It's always been a place that's welcomed lots of different communities, and I think all of the organisations in the partnership are kind of really passionate about youth work, and what youth work does is really help young people to sort of find their own identity, celebrate that, and help other young people and communities kind of understand each other's diversity and like where people come from and kind of their own like set of values. And I think like that's what we really try to embody through the partnership as individuals as well. And so we spent a lot of time really understanding the context of each of our nations and kind of what brings us together. It is really about that kind of shared belief that like young people are like valued in our communities, and that we are kind of really passionate about like seeing young people like have a voice and kind of leading all of our nations together kind of in the next kind of future of our society, really.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Anyone else have anything to add? Or
I think I mean, we've developed a 5-year plan, and over the last year we've been really launching that 5-year plan, Chloe, so that people are aware of who we are. It's important that we just don't be humble and quietly getting on with our work. We want to showcase who we are, what our commitment is, what we believe in. We are ambitious, as Patrick has said as well, and Kayleigh. We believe in the magic of youth work and the power of youth work in transforming the lives of young people. So that's really our message. And influencing, we want to influence in those in government, those with power, and that power, I suppose, to kind of really believe and invest in youth work and what it can actually do in terms of the lives of young people. So we have a 5-year plan that we've worked on up until 2027. And between us all, it's not that we have to work together, we say. It's the joy of being able to work together. So we don't come into this partnership going, oh, for goodness sake, you know, here we are meeting and you're thinking, oh, God, I have to go to this partnership meeting or whatever. We actually enter into it. We look forward to meeting with one another. And we actually are excited about the potential and the possibility of what we can achieve. So it's something really, really special. And we had a leadership retreat in Port Marnock in outside Dublin in January, where we all came together as CEOs and our senior youth workers, and you were there, Chloe, as well. Yeah. But to, you know, to think together, to get our heads in a room together and go, what are some of the challenging issues, but also what are some of the opportunities that are there for us to build upon? So it's a really, really exciting partnership across the Isles.
Definitely.
And I think it's really interesting to sort of look at the differences between our different countries, the different ways we work, and how we can enrich our work through sharing. Sorry, not close.
You're okay.
We can enrich our work through sharing the different decision-making processes we do within our organisations, but as well across our different countries. Obviously, Youth Cymru, we've got Welsh Government, and it's great to sort of share our sort of devolved issues as well as working with UK Youth, with the work that they do around with Westminster and various things like that. So, yeah, it's really good to come together. And, you know, there's lots of stumbling blocks that you come across when you're working in partnership, but it's about getting through that and communicating and making sure that we have a sort of open conversation about the issues that we're all facing.
It's Youth Work Beyond Borders for me.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. And I think what's amazing about it is there is a different context and there are different countries and there are different regions, and young people are born into and grow up in a certain set of circumstance. That's the thing. So, you know, as countries we need to respect those different regions and areas and understand the locality. We then need to sort of zoom out a little bit and go, that country's got its own context, it's got its own stuff going on. But then you go, they're all young people and actually they're all grown up. They're all going through transitions in life. And what's the common impacts and what's the common needs? And that's where I think we can sort of step in and say, well, for young people across our islands, let's tune into the locality and let's understand the country context. Let's celebrate that and share it with each other. Mm-hmm. But what can we do that's united for young people? And I think that's where we play well together, I think, is where we think about that commonality.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much. My next question is, why is it so important to continually develop the Cross Nations partnership?
For me, it's because the environment in which we're working continues to change. Every day there's a new reality politically and socially and what have you. So the needs of young people change and the challenges that they face change. So I think it's really important for us, as we live in this kind of dynamic reality, that the partnership continues to be dynamic and to change and evolve. I mean, the kind of conversations we're having around the table today are really different from what they were 10 years ago. But they were always relevant to the context in which we're operating. So, that's my sense of why we need to constantly change and develop. Yeah.
I think for me, we're living in like a really volatile political and economic climate at the moment, with young people facing like really complex challenges and access to so much media and information, some of it not always true, than they've ever had before, and far more than when I was a young person. And I think the need for youth organisations and particularly this partnership is really vital. Often, we're seeing at the moment a lot of communities that are divided by media or by different political or cultural views, and it's really important that we create the spaces for young people from across the UK and Ireland to connect with each other, to understand their shared cultural heritage and their differences, and be able to celebrate that and be able to kind of understand that it's okay for people to have differences and live in different ways and have different perspectives, but that's okay, and to be able to do that in a safe and also a fun way. There's something about how as five nations we can create fun and engaging and dynamic opportunities for young people as well.
And for me, just building on what Kayleigh has said there as well, there can be a lot of political tensions go on between and across the Isles as well, across Ireland and Britain, and the role that we can play as youth workers in promoting young people as part and investing young people as part of that social change, but they are leaders for a better society, and to do business in a different way, to do politics in a different way, to do community activism in a different way. So it's really powerful and really important that we protect the relationships within the Isles and across the Isles, no matter whatever happens to in any country or any jurisdiction, you know, whether it's Scotland at one point goes independent, whatever, you know, it's really important that we protect that relationship across the Isles and encourage that mobility of young people to better themselves, to have opportunities for employment, for further education, that they can think outside of their own community, think outside of their own country or region, that there are these opportunities just across the water, just across the border. So that's a really, really important part of this partnership as well.
Yeah, well, we're going to play a wee song here that Patrick has chosen. Do you want to introduce it? And then we'll give it a wee play.
Oh, it's just a really, really beautiful song. It was written in Kilmainham Jail as the state of Ireland was being formed. But fundamentally, it's a love song. And I think it's really moving and beautiful.
So this is Grace by the Dubliners.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks. Oh, will they say we failed? From our school days, they have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out to dawn and I will die. Place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Park called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go.
Sing it with me if you know it. On this May morn, as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I loved so much that I could see his blood upon the road.
to share our load, for we must say goodbye. Oh, there won't be time to share our load, so we must say goodbye.
Okay, so I think from our conversations already, it's clear that there's so many positives to these partnerships. And I just wonder if anyone would like to touch on some of the challenges, if there are any, and how you have overcome those.
Yeah, in terms of definitely I'd say that we all definitely try and look at what are the benefits and the solutions. But I think we have to acknowledge that there are some challenges. You know, we all live in different nations that have different political and cultural contexts, and that's got even more difficult over recent years with the political climate. So we have to really make sure that we have the time to understand where each other's like political and policy devolved policy is coming from and what we're working towards. We also have sort of like different cultural expectations, different communication expectations, and so. And we do spend quite a bit of time really making sure that everyone is on the same page and really understands where we're working towards in terms of the partnership. So I'd say they're some of the key challenges that we face in terms of the partnership.
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Kayleigh. Martin here again. You know, and in terms of the Northern Ireland context, obviously we still live with the legacy of the conflict. We had a youth peace summit last week up in McGee, Ulster University, and it was about maybe 70 young people there. And young people were asked to stand up if they believe that we live in a peaceful society now, you know, emerging from the conflict. And only one person stood up in that room. So it says an awful lot about, you know, we're not a society and a place that's at peace. We've still an awful lot of work to do. There's transgenerational trauma. We see it everywhere. The separation and the sectarianism is still alive and well, plus the cousins of racism and sexism. So these things still play out in everyday realities for young people. And I suppose that's why initiatives like this partnership are invested through the Department of Foreign Affairs in the south of Ireland in terms of reconciliation through their Reconciliation Fund, because they believe in what we can do, not just to improve the lives of young people, but to transform the lives of our communities so that young people inherit something better for the future and where violence is an absolute no-go.
Well, thank you so much. That was brilliant. We're actually going to play another wee song. This is Mel's song. So please enjoy Stereophonics. Have a nice day.
Yes.
We're now back with everyone from the Cross Nations Partnership. Let's continue our interview.
Yeah, thank you so much for those reflections. And I think we'd love to also touch on the role of identity in shaping young people's lives in our respective regions. So for you, how do you see youth work engaging with issues of identity and belonging?
I think identity and belonging is at the heart of youth work, really, because as youth workers, when we're dealing face-to-face with young people, what we're primarily concerned with is the growth and the development of that person that's in front of us and making sure that they become the people they want to become. And that's about embracing identity. But, of course, identity is a dynamic reality. We never arrive at a stage where this is who I am, because I'm constantly being constructed by myself and by the world around me. So it's a journey we're on. But I think what we can do as youth workers is we can begin that journey with young people and affirm the positive elements of it and make sure they understand that that they are in charge of their own lives and that they can construct their lives in a way that's meaningful for them, and they can engage with the world around them in a way that changes that world for the better for everybody.
I think 100% agree, Patrick. And I think identity and belonging is super important given the sort of context that young people are growing up in. And I think unfairly, probably as society, we quite often say, well, young people are the solution. Young people will solve these problems that we've created. And young people will do that because they'll grow up and they'll take on the roles and they will have ideas and solutions. But it's not enough just to say the young people will sort it. We've made a mess, they'll fix that. What we need to do and what youth work does is it provides that holistic wraparound. It listens, it reacts and it responds, and it provides a platform with support for young people to step in to those places and to be confident and to collaborate across our islands. That's what we're about. Because there are shared problems and there will be shared solutions. So I think our job in that is to create a place where young people can communicate with each other and step out of their own geography, if you like. What's the world problems here? And how can we facilitate that conversation?
And we recognise then the multiple identities that young people have. It's not just one identity, you know, that you're looking at. It's multiple, whether that be in terms of gender, your sexuality, your political, national identity, etc. From that perspective, we know that young people still grow up in this part of the world and have not met the other in terms of, you know, maybe from a Protestant background or a Catholic background or whatever, but also recognise a more diverse world that we live in here as well. There are lots of people from black minority ethnic communities here that live and work here and that we need to cherish and celebrate as well. I like what Patrick's speaking about there about, you know, young people being authors of their own script or conductors of their own orchestra. You know, that's really important. But again, as Mike says, not everything should be landed on their shoulders. It's about how we co-work together with young people. And I really love the model from John Paul Lederach, which is about peacekeeping, peacemaking and peace building. And peacekeeping is about where young people come together to meet, to have fun through drama, through music, through sport, which youth work plays that really important role. But peacemaking is about the content, where you actually get into dialogue through interactive games and resources and curriculum materials to talk about sensitive and controversial issues about identity or where we live and politics, etc. But also peace building then is about the role of young people in terms of social action, because too often we hear a narrative of young people don't care, that they're apathetic. It's a very deficit-based view of young people, but yet we know that young people are altruistic, they're pro-social. During COVID, they were out helping people in their communities, delivering care packages to older people. So we want to celebrate that role and that contribution of young people in life and to share that narrative.
For young people, particularly those who have missed out on connecting with others in their own community since COVID and opportunities that we've lost through Brexit, I think it's more important now to provide opportunities for young people to come together in their own communities, but also to explore other communities outside of, for example, Wales. I think young people have missed out on so many residentials and outdoor opportunities and, you know, really exploring their own countries, let alone exploring other countries. So I think it's really important that us as youth organisations provide as many of these opportunities to young people.
Well, that was great. Thank you so much. We're going to play another song here. We're going to play Kylie's song this time. Kylie has chosen Mr. Brightside by The Killers. Enjoy. Moving on to belonging, how do you see youth work fostering a sense of belonging among young people in their respective regions?
Yeah, I'm happy to take that one. So, I think youth work really is like provides the perfect environment to help young people provide a sense of belonging. Youth work is all about young people engaging on their own terms. It's about understanding where young people are at and like really listening to what their needs are and supporting them to have a voice, and that really, really helps young people to find their place in the world and also get a sense of belonging in their own community and in the wider world. At UK Youth, we've done a lot of work recently on youth loneliness, and we know that young people are sort of by far the biggest kind of demographic group that are feeling really isolated and lonely for various reasons, but this is really concerning. But the research that we've done shows that youth work is really vital in helping young people to feel less lonely, to feel less isolated, and to feel that sense of belonging. It helps young people to find peers, connect with other people, and to have that trusted relationship with an adult that's not their parent. And also to a lot of youth work and youth clubs help young people to put back in their community through social action, through volunteering, and all of these things sort of feel that pride, feel that sense of like where they belong in the world. Individually, it helps young people to kind of understand what their passions are, and youth workers often spend a lot of time really helping young people to navigate that and helping them to get maybe into a job or into a college course, or help them to kind of figure out what their next step on their journey in life might be. So youth work definitely provides sort of like the right environment, the right tools to really help young people connect and belong with others, but also add to themselves and their roots and their community as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
So thank you all so much for your reflections. I think it's really powerful for us as young people as well to hear all of the efforts that are being made to work together. And I suppose for the people listening to Radio YMP, what are the things you hope that our listeners will take away from this discussion, thinking about your respective organisations, and in particular maybe about identity and belonging across the UK and Ireland? Is there anything you would like to sort of leave them with?
I think I would like the listeners to know that, well, I can speak for you, Scotland, I suppose, but as a partnership, I would like to know that we are a listening organisation. A lot of things happen that is not in our control. The pandemic, that was rubbish. Brexit, well, maybe that technically was in the control, but, you know, that happened. These things happen. So the world changes and the world shifts, and that's going to happen all the time. I think as a partnership and as organisations, we will listen to young people. And I think Kayleigh's point about young people having their part in community is super important. So as young people come through youth work, we'll quite often see young people become volunteers. We'll support that. We'll help them find the tools they need to do that. They'll become active contributors. They will feel belonging to that community because they're supporting others, which is a big thing that we see. This altruism that Martin was talking about, they want to give back because they feel connected, and they feel connected to the place and the community and young people. So I think just take that away. Youth work is about young people, but, you know, there's a whole infrastructure there that needs to listen and respond and support, and that's what we aim to do, really.
For myself here and in the work of Youth Action, you know, we are very much about lighting the way to a brighter future for young people. And for me, there's a real heaviness in the lives of young people, of lots of anxieties and projected anxieties from media, from social media, from parents, from school. You know, something about reclaiming the joy of youth. You know, growing up should be a fun time where it's part carefree as well. Not that everything's carefree, because obviously we know that young people care about what's going on in the world, and they notice homelessness and gender-based violence, and they want to do stuff about it. But there's something about just having fun and allowing people, young people, that space to have fun and to be together. So reclaiming that joy of youth, for me, is one really, really important message that I would be saying as we move forward.
So with Youth Cymru, we are really lucky that in Wales we've got TAITH, which is Journey, and we've all been on a journey together through the retreat. And, you know, we feel it's really important that young people get those opportunities as well. So TAITH replaced Erasmus in Wales, and hopefully that will sort of continue through the other countries to connect us even more, because young people, again, have missed out on so many opportunities. And, you know, TAITH has replaced that to ensure young people are still able to travel, to be mobile, and to experience different cultures, as well as the leaders as well, and youth workers are able to share practice across different countries. Really lucky that we've been able to support our work and the opportunities for young people in Wales.
Great.
Yeah, I totally agree with my colleagues. I suppose the word that comes to mind for me is hope. I just think that, you know, we want our young people to really understand that notion of hope and to have that really in their hearts, because, you know, we're living in a very confused and a world where there's huge amount of propaganda, where context of war, context of not only misinformation but disinformation. There's a whole lot going on there that young people have to cope with. And sometimes they feel really, really worried about the world around them, and almost depressed even. I mean, when you talk to young people about climate, they're really worried about these issues. So I think what youth work does is it creates a space where they can hope. They can hope for themselves and they can hope for a better world, you know. And that's our job. Our job is to make sure that message is communicated to as many people as possible. For me, one of the key themes I'm working on in the Republic of Ireland at the moment is saying young people, all young people, without exception, have a right to youth work. You know, sometimes it works in your community, other times it's not in your community. Every young people should have the opportunity to engage if they want to. It's a free engagement. It's not like going to school where you have to go. But because if they can engage, they can have hope.
Gilly, do you have anything to say on that? Just
I just echo everything everybody said already. And I think just to all the youth workers out there, just that like we're here to support you. And we know that it's really tough and it's the funding landscape is often really competitive. But we're working really hard together to try and like improve things for the youth sector and to make sure that youth workers have, you know, more of a voice and can do, you know, have the best opportunities for themselves so that they can better support young people.
Amazing. Well, thank you all so much for coming in today and like flying over and everything. And thank you, Kayleigh, on the phone. What do you call it? That was amazing, and it's so nice, as Rachel said earlier, for like us as young people to hear all the stuff going on behind the scenes, because like so a lot of young people don't know that this stuff goes on and that people are thinking of them and thinking of their future, so it's really nice to be able to share that. Next up, we're going to play Martin's song, which is I'll Find My Way Home, and then straight after that we're going to play Mike's song, which is Tilted by Christine and the Queens.
You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I fall? I'll say I can't tell you when. But if my spirit is lost, how will question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in the east, so shall my heart be at peace. And if you're asking me when, I'll say it starts at the end. You know your will to be free is matched with love secretly. And talk won't alter your prayer. Somehow you find you are there. Your friend is close by your side and speaks in foreign. Oh, seasons begin with you.
wished them full of tears and shed. But I'm much really good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am much really good, can't help it if we. I am much really good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am much really good, can't help it if we're tilted. Singing the thoughts, I match them with my euphoria. When they said you should be far good, but I'm actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am. Simple moitié, on compte à demi-demi. Pile sur un des bas-côtés comme des origamis. Le bras tendu pareil cassé, tout nez qui est plié et clié. Ces enfants bizarres, crachés dehors comme par hasard, cachant l'effort dans le grifoir. Et une creepy song en étendard qui fait
I'm doing my face with a magic marker. I'm in my right place, don't be a doubter.
Yeah, thank you so much. Again, this is Chloe and Rachel with Radio YMP. Thank you so much and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.